It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Another week in the global asylum has come and gone. Truth is being drowned in a rapidly rising sea of lies. I'm sometimes asked, how is it possible to know that the condition of the biosphere is so dire? My response to such a question is this. How is it possible not to know? How can anyone not know at this late date how severely our biosphere is collapsing around us? The political theater distracting most, even now. There are those who claim to care about the state of the environment, but who adamantly deny the climate engineering operations that are so blatantly occurring in skies on such a constant basis. Some of these environmentalists ask the same question about geoengineering climate modification operations. They ask how we can know such programs are going on. My answer is the same. How can anyone not know? Given what we can see with our own eyes, the often filthy, dirty, crisscross skies with aircraft particulate spray trails everywhere, and given the mountains of data available, film footage, photographs, to prove this is going on, how can anyone rationally not know? Nearly the whole of academia continues their betrayal of the human race and the entire web of life by their ongoing denial, which they are doubling down on in regards to climate engineering, because to do otherwise at this late date, to actually admit to the climate engineering elephant in the sky, would be to admit to the fact that up until this point, they had been either criminally ignorant of the field of study in which they claimed to be experts, or they were lying. One of the two. In regard to systematic denial, how many have seen films of angry environmentalists and environmental organizations that are understandably upset at the mind-bending denial of the unfolding planetary meltdown and biosphere collapse? But again, almost without exception, these same environmentalists and environmental organizations are themselves in complete denial of what is mathematically the most environmentally destructive human activity of all, global climate engineering operations. When economists are seen on our TVs going on and on about global economic trends, global expansion, and promising, quote, investments, consider that such individuals are either completely clueless of imminent and unfolding environmental and climate collapse, or they are simply tools of mass deception and denial for the power structure, carrying out their appointed task of pacifying populations until the last possible moment. Hiding the truth from the population. That is the business of the power structure. Let's stop and remember this headline from 4 months ago. United States added to the list of most dangerous countries for journalists for the first time. Something Julian Assange would know and understand well. Truth apartheid is now. Julian Assange now being persecuted, much like Stephen Biko was in South Africa. Stephen Biko said this, quote, "The most potent weapon of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed." If you don't know who Stephen Biko was, I would encourage viewing a movie called Cry Freedom. Stephen Biko was one of the most honorable and exceptional human beings to ever walk the face of this planet. Controlling the flow of information, of propaganda, is the power structure's weapon of mass deception. It's up to us, all of us, to start spot fires of awareness, of truth. So many spot fires that those in power cannot stomp them out. Spot fires that, if tended to enough, will merge into a bonfire that cannot be extinguished. Countless dire truths must be exposed soon if we are to have any chance of avoiding near-term planetary omnicide, which is the course we are currently on. Consider this quote from Roman historian Tacitus. He said this, "Fear is not in the habit of speaking the truth. When perfect sincerity is expected, perfect freedom must be allowed. Nor has anyone who is apt to be angry when he hears the truth any cause to wonder that he does not hear it. Any that have ever attempted to share unpleasant truths have encountered the angry denialists, those who fear the truth so much that they lash out at any who dare to try and tell it. What is the nature of industrialized, militarized society? Who is in control of it? Who is serving it? Consider this quote from Frederick Bastiat. He said this: "When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living together in society, they create for themselves, in the course of time, a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it." Is this not the case for the United States of America for so many? That we are told we are this shining city on a hill, the beacon of freedom of democracy around the globe? Is that true? Does such a notion hold up to the facts? Or in fact, has the United States become an empire that is looting, plundering, and pillaging countries all over the planet to sustain a massive frenzy of consumption, environmental looting, plundering, and pillaging until there is nothing left? Rapidly unfolding biosphere collapse is already forcing the hand of power centers around the world. All global powers and their satellite nations have either actively or passively participated in the climate engineering insanity. They have all colluded and cooperated for their own reasons. Remember and consider that a primary objective for the ongoing climate engineering assault by countries around the globe is to keep their own populations under control and oblivious to the rapidly accelerating climate and environmental collapse. To retain their power, to keep business as usual until the last possible moment. Question: are there nations that are not participating in the geoengineering assault and insanity? Available data indicates Iran is one exception. I am not advocating for that country or any other. I'm simply stating a fact. There is a deluge of breaking frontline headlines I will try to cover in this broadcast. There are far too many to get through completely, but I will do my best and I will try to connect them in a manner that makes sense to give a perspective on the overall picture, on the overall horizon, which we will all face, we are already facing. And our challenges are not somewhere off over the horizon. They are kicking in the front door now. Before I get to headlines, to those that are doing their best to help sound the alarm, to awaken others, and to try to alter our current course, you have my deepest and most sincere gratitude. It is our combined efforts that can yet make a difference. Breaking headlines in a moment. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 194, April 27th, 2019. News you may not want to hear, but need to know. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday morning, 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, rebroadcast, same time slot. Broadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, 2 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesdays. Also, other stations are picking up our broadcast around the country. We try to make it as easy as possible. Certainly, it is free. We simply want to sound the alarm, to put news out that others are not covering or connecting, and giving the ever-increasing social media censorship, all of us are needed to help propagate credible data from a credible source, to help get around the power structures, mechanisms of censorship as the walls close in. The latest GeoengineeringWatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of GeoengineeringWatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Gym Fair, ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. At every Gym Fair event, there is a GeoengineeringWatch.org informational booth with materials. If you go to Gym Fair to get those materials to help us to sound the alarm, if for any reason there's not an activist at the booth to help you find some of the Gym Fair supervision, they will help you. If you live near an upcoming Gym Fair event and you're willing to help us with that booth, please contact us at admin@geoengineeringwatch.org. We definitely need your help. Gym Fair event this weekend, April started yesterday, ends tomorrow. San Diego, California, Scottish Rite Event Center. Next weekend, Sacramento, California, May 3rd through May 5th, also Scottish Rite Event Center. Following weekend, Santa Barbara, California, May 10th through May 12th, Earl Warren Showgrounds. If you're near those events, please go. You can get in for free if you tell the Ticketmaster while you're there. get materials, please help us to sound the alarm while it can still make a difference. Before getting to as many headlines as I can in this broadcast, headlines that mainstream media is doing their best to mask from public view, consider this headline, which has ramifications for the rest. Quote, "The prosecution of Julian Assange is infinitely bigger than Assange." Translation, "The prosecution of Assange is the prosecution of the truth and those who are attempting to tell it." The election mass distraction theater is already in full swing. How many are blindly waving their Biden or Sanders flags or the other side of the fence? As if any puppet in the power structure political theater will make any difference. As the Hopi Indians stated so long ago, we are the ones we have been waiting for. While covering headlines, remember and consider this, something I have stated numerous times over many broadcasts. Biosphere collapse is already forcing economic and societal collapse. At this point, industrialized, militarized society is like a snake eating its own tail to survive slightly longer. Headlines. The world economy is a pyramid scheme. No surprise there. Another headline. World's central banks want more gold. India may buy 1.5 million ounces in 2019. You can't eat metal. Let's make that clear. The most precious resource that anyone will have soon is enough food to eat, enough water to drink. Another headline. Struggling industry saps German businesses' morale as trade woes bite. Another headline. Italy's coalition partners to discuss urgent bailout for crisis hit Rome. Just the beginning. Another headline. U.S. home building near two-year low. Permits extend decline. Another headline. UBS posts 27% fall in net profit after a very, quote, challenging quarter. Another headline. Soaring healthcare costs jeopardize retirement in America. Healthcare system completely out of control. But no problem with vaccinations. You can get those free. How hard is that dot to connect? Are they really there for the greater good? Think again. World stocks slip as growth fears linger. Euro slides. Another headline. Italy's perma-recession, quote, could trigger a $2 trillion finance crisis that threatens the Eurozone itself. Another headline. Boeing axes 210 jet orders. Another headline. Listen carefully to this one. $220,000 for every man, woman, and child. America is now $72 trillion in debt. Is that making America great again? The biosphere, nature, has historically provided 70% of all global GDP for free. No longer. The Ponzi scheme is over. The fossil fuel fiesta, in the words of James Kunstler, is over. That will become ever more apparent in the coming weeks and months. Another headline, Sri Lanka bombings, more terror attacks, quote, very likely, as death toll revised. Consider that we had first the New Zealand incident, now Sri Lanka. And for the record, fueling the wars between belief systems serves power structure agendas. The military-industrial complex is running the show. On that note, two more headlines. First, this. War spending is bankrupting America. No surprise. And this recent headline. Jimmy Carter said, quote, U.S. is most warlike nation in the history of the world. Doesn't matter whether you like Carter or not. The statement is true. It's absolutely true. Anyone that has viewed recent military recruiting commercials should be shocked beyond belief. One commercial shows every type of military weapon, tank, trucks with machine guns, helicopters blazing across some open field, machine gunning everything in sight. And that's the recruiting commercial. Apparently, if you want to go do that, just join the U.S. military. We live in a truly twisted time, in a time that's leading us quickly to planetary omnicide. On that note, the sort of raw aggression that is now pushed on populations and even appealing to many in populations, which is the most shocking of all. What's the most alarming? The psychotic, twisted people that are in power or the percentage of the population that is willing to serve them. About raw aggression, consider this new headline from Amnesty International and other sources. Syria: unprecedented investigation reveals U.S.-led coalition killed more than 1,600 civilians in Raqqa death trap. From that report, thousands of civilians were killed or injured in the U.S.-led coalition's offensive to rid Raqqa of ISIS. And let's remember who armed ISIS, who gave them trucks. The Pentagon gave them Toyota trucks, U.S. weapons, all ended up in their hands. But that constant conflict is what serves the military-industrial complex. Back to the report. In the U.S.-led offensive against Raqqa, the U.S., who had snipers and mines placed there, turned the city into a death trap. And let's not forget the illegal weapon of white phosphorus that the U.S. military used in Syria and Iraq. White phosphorus that burns through the skin to the bone. You can't get it off. We don't see our media talking much about that, do we? Or the depleted uranium, radioactive ammunition that has been used all over the Middle East by U.S. and U.S. ally forces that leaves those regions contaminated forever. The half-life of this ammunition is 4.5 billion years. Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, Syria, now Venezuela, resource-rich countries that are being decimated by a completely out-of-control military machine. It's about resources. It's not about freedom and democracy. Here is the latest blatant lie from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said this: Iran has, quote, destabilized the Middle East for decades. Mr. Pompeo, for the record, as I have stated numerous times, and I would encourage anyone to investigate. I don't ask anyone to believe me. I'm asking you to investigate truths that may seem unpleasant, but that we need to know. For the record, Iran has not invaded anyone for over 2 centuries. In half that time, the U.S. military-industrial machine has invaded and or occupied nearly 100 countries. Who exactly is the aggressor? On the subject of aggression and outright butchery, the USA's oil partner, Saudi Arabia, has again shown its true colors last week. From many sources, Saudi Arabia beheads 37 in mass execution, including a pro-democracy protester that was set to attend college in the U.S. During this bloodbath, which occurred last week, in which our mainstream media said nothing, one of the victims was actually crucified. Another's head was put on a spike and displayed for the public. The men were reportedly killed for, quote, adopting terrorist and, quote, extremist thinking. But what is extremist thinking in U.S. ally Saudi Arabia's country? It means anyone who disagrees with the government. And back to the assault against journalists, let's not forget the journalist that was recently dismembered in a Saudi embassy. Dismembered. And what did our president recently say about Saudi Arabia? He said this: Saudi Arabia is a, quote, spectacular ally. Why? Because they have oil and they're buying our weapons and nothing else matters. That is the state of human society, of Western society at this point. Where are the protests? Where are people taking to the streets saying, not in my name? Not to mention looking up and taking note of what's being done to us. An ongoing weather warfare, biological warfare assault. For any who still cling to the false notion that those in power care about them any more than they do the citizens of Saudi Arabia or Palestine or Venezuela or Iraq or Libya or Iran or Syria, the list goes on and on and on. If you think those in power care any more about you than they do the victims in those countries, think again. And in fact, as I've stated many times, the U.S. population is increasingly a liability to those in power. And it seems they are now doing everything they can to sicken and debilitate the U.S. population, the last potential counterbalancing force on the planet, if the U.S. population would wake up. And for the record, the just criticism of the U.S. military industrial complex juggernaut of insanity is not to condone other nations, not at all. They are all sacking the planet. They are all looking out for their own interests. And if other countries like China or Russia had the same level of military might that the U.S. has, a military that is bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, they would probably be behaving in exactly the same manner. But that fact does not absolve what the U.S. military is doing and what the American public is condoning by their either active or passive support of what's unfolding. Back to U.S. ally Saudi Arabia. There's a bit more I want to cover. At least 14 of the executed victims were convicted with offenses related to their participation in anti-government demonstrations. Think about that. Beheaded. Last year, the Saudi Arabian kingdom executed 149 people in the same manner. And there's more. U.S. ally Saudi Arabia, listen to this headline, gives sentence of grotesque punishment. Punishment that was handed down for a crime that was committed by an individual when he was 14 years old. And what was the grotesque punishment? Inflicted paralysis. To intentionally paralyze this individual that committed a crime when he was 14 years old. We don't hear about that on our news, do we? This is a brutal regime that is treated like royalty by our government because they have oil and they buy our weapons, and that's the bottom line. It's not about freedom, it's not about democracy, and it's certainly not about morality. I'm not done yet, and I realize how unpleasant and unpalatable these facts are to many. But how are we to criticize anyone else for, as the proverb states, having a splinter in their eye when we have a log in our own? There are delusions that must be shattered. The truth can't be dealt with until it is faced. Another headline. NATO Afghan forces kill more civilians than the Taliban. This is from last week. Security forces in Afghanistan killed more civilians in the first part of 2019 than the Taliban and other terrorist groups. Do we see that on our mainstream media? Not a chance. Not a chance. Afghan civilians were killed in greater numbers by NATO and pro-government security forces in the first 3 months of 2019 than by armed militants, according to UN figures. Again, those in power don't care how many civilians they kill, including Americans. The 9/11 false flag event, certainly proof of that. And they don't care about our own troops that are used for cannon fodder, routinely poisoned by depleted uranium, sent to wars of raw aggression like Vietnam, where nearly 60,000 of our sons and daughters were killed for a lie, and simply to create business for the military-industrial complex. When will the American public face that? When will our own soldiers face that? Young men and women who join militaries because of propagandistic commercials like the one I described earlier in this broadcast. In the words of former U.S. Major General Smedley Butler, a two-time Medal of Honor recipient, war is a racket. It has absolutely nothing to do with freedom, democracy, or the greater good. On that note, how is the war going to sicken and incapacitate the U.S. population? From realpharmacy.com, this alarming report. Over 1 million children under the age of 6 are taking psychiatric drugs in America. A statistic from that report, an incredible 274,804 of them are younger than 1 year old, taking psychiatric drugs. That's the medical industrial complex, part of the military industrial complex, and it is not about the greater good. The forced toxic vaccination insanity continues to be pushed by both sides of the political power structure, the so-called political parties. This firsthand report of forced vaccination debate in Colorado, Bill HB 1312, was authored by Dr. Shelley O'Neill, MD, and published on Vaxxer.com and other sources. Here is a sample from the report, which I would recommend reading in full very complete, very comprehensive. The subtitle is called, quote, Betrayed. This is from the physician author of the report. Quote, I don't have words to describe the disgust, betrayal, and fury I felt as a lifelong Democrat watching my party's legislatures vote down all reasonable amendments and pass this egregious bill out of committee, despite 13-plus hours of compelling personal testimonies. They are on the wrong side of history. They heard stories of injury, disability, and death caused by vaccines and truly didn't care. They heard facts about corruption and scientific misconduct at the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and truly didn't care. It was clear they had witnessed the weird disconnect of doctors saying, quote, this can't happen, end quote, while surrounded by hundreds of people saying, it happened to me. The scientific documentation to confirm the carnage, the death and injury being caused by the inarguably harmful elements in vaccinations is beyond dispute for any that choose to honestly investigate. How's the false narrative of, quote, herd immunity going for those that have been vaccinated? The short answer is not so well. Here's the most recent headline about the fully vaccinated crew of a U.S. Navy ship. Quote, U.S. Navy ship quarantined at sea for vaccine-preventable virus despite 100% vaccination rate. Covered that in a previous broadcast, but the insanity continues. The blanket legal immunity for all manufacturers of vaccines continues. They are completely immune from prosecution for any and all injury and death they cause. Why isn't this a massive red flag for the U.S. population? Again, we are all drowning in a sea of lies. The, quote, vaccines are safe and effective lie is one of the biggest. Who is helping to propagate these lies and thus push toxic vaccinations on an unsuspecting population? The entire system and all those who serve it. Listen carefully.
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shot.
Now let's compare that statement with what the president stated while he was still on the campaign trail. Listen carefully.
I've had so many instances, people that worked for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Also, for the record, a few tweets from the president before he was president. He tweeted this, autism rates through the roof. Why doesn't the Obama administration do something about doctor-inflicted autism? Again, that tweet from the president. And this, massive combined inoculations to small children is the cause for big increase in autism. Quote, again from the president. One more from the president. Quote, my friend's son, immediate autism after vaccinations 10 years ago. So sad. And now the president says, we have to have the shots. No more mention of autism. No more mention of what was said before he was president. A bit like Hillary Clinton should be in jail, and she should be in jail. No mention of that ever again, was there? Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The toxic vaccination insanity isn't the only assault being ramped up against populations. Look up. Our skies are being filled with highly toxic particles. The weather warfare, biologicals warfare assault is also being ramped up. Climate engineering materials are highly toxic. We are all inhaling them with every breath. Some from the other side of the political fence wave their flags, pretending that perhaps their new candidate would change everything. An absurd fallacy, but consider this. The 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, how many have heard of him? Many would claim that Yang is the antithesis of the current administration, but is that actually true? Consider this statement from the informational page on Mr. Yang that is online. It states this. We should invest resources in large-scale geoengineering measures, like reducing solar exposure to counteract the effects of climate change. What's Mr. Yang speaking about? Solar radiation management, i.e., injecting, spraying highly toxic, light-scattering metallic and polymer elements into the atmosphere to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation. Mr. Yang is all for it while he's pretending at the same time that it isn't already going on and hasn't been for 70 years. All the same, power structure puppets in the play, all polarizing the population, keeping them distracted while we head for impact at full velocity, the total collapse of civilization. Where's the environmental groups in this equation? And many would support them and do support them still, even now. Environmental groups that are nothing more than controlled opposition, they are controlled through their 501c3 nonprofits. Consider this written response from the Sierra Club when asked what their position was on the geoengineering climate engineering issue. Sierra Club stated this: thank you for contacting the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club does not currently have a position on the issue of, quote, chemtrails, even though the inquiry never mentioned that term. They make a point of mentioning it because it's their job to marginalize the issue, even though we are told they are about protecting the environment. So now they're doing their best to marginalize the single greatest environmental threat of all. Total hypocrisy. They go on to state this: we understand the confusion about our lack of involvement. Quote, we lobby to protect existing laws, support prospective laws, and encourage conservation of the Earth's resources, protection of wildlands, and support aspects of healthy, efficient environments for people and plants and animals. Clean air does fall into this spectrum. And they finish with this, listen carefully. But at this point, we cannot lobby against this issue because it has not been recognized as, quote, a real problem by the U.S. government, end quote. I have discussed a similar response from Sierra Club in the past, but this needed to be read again because it shows the blatant total hypocrisy by so-called environmental groups, and they should not be supported, period. They should be held accountable for their total hypocrisy. The last time I saw the Northern California Sierra Club head individual, he turned his back and walked away from me, would not even discuss facts, breaking data, anything on the issue, because he knew it would jeopardize his 501c3 nonprofit. Cowards. These groups are being run by cowards. Often industry is involved in their management, just like the, quote, Alzheimer's Foundation that has aluminum industry members on their board. The foxes running the hen houses in every imaginable arena. And where do all these roads lead? People ask, who's behind this? The who is always those who control the flow of money. Always, always. Those who control the central bankers, those who print the dollar. They're at the top of the food chain. They're behind toxic vaccinations. They're behind toxic foods and chemicals spreading into our farm fields all over the globe. They're behind the fluoridating of water. And they're behind the highly toxic weather warfare, i.e. biological warfare, that's occurring in our skies all over the globe. Here's a quick geoengineering weather update on this subject. The heat and hazy cobweb-like, dirty, white, climate-engineered skies continue over much of the U.S. West. Climate engineering operations continue to destroy what is yet left of the ozone layer. And this is around the globe. I don't mean to focus on just the U.S. West. It's happening all over the globe. Weather whiplash events, toxic skies. For any that bother to look up and note from day to day, this is an inarguable reality. About the ozone layer, the lethal UV radiation, including UVC, is now bombarding Earth's surface and all of us. At the current rate of ozone loss, we may face total ozone collapse by 2025 or 2026. That would be game over. It's killing countless aspects of Earth's life support systems right now. Parts of the northern plains are going from 80 degrees back to an engineered patch of chemically nucleated toxic snow. More flooding will likely come for the south central parts of the U.S. as the climate engineers fire hose Gulf of Mexico moisture into the country in a desperate and destructive attempt to mask the unfolding planetary meltdown just a bit longer. There is no natural weather at this point. None. All is tainted. All is toxic. On that note, from the UK Guardian and other sources, this new report, quote, millions more Americans breathing dirty air as planet warms, study finds. 43% of Americans live in places where they're breathing unsafe air, according to the American Lung Association. Quote, we're seeing in this year's report the impacts of climate change on air quality in really stunning terms, said Paul Billings, a vice president for the association. Question for Mr. Billings. I would ask this, why no mention of the climate engineering operations going on in our skies, with the world's most recognized geoengineers stating their goal of putting 20 million tons of toxic aluminum nanoparticulates into the skies annually? No mention whatsoever. Moving on, more bad air quality news from KOMONews.com and other sources. Seattle, Tacoma air quality now among the 10 worst in the U.S., report finds. On the northwest coast, where the flow of moisture that generally comes off many thousands of miles of ocean, now among the 10 worst. Air quality in the Seattle-Tacoma area deteriorated over the past year, making it one of the top 10 most polluted areas in the nation, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. Again, consider that the flow of moisture coming in off the Pacific is heavily sprayed with climate engineering operation materials, heavily sprayed. Satellite imagery shows this. They blanket spray the eastern Pacific every single day, and that is showing up in these air quality tests, and none will mention the climate engineering elephant in the sky. Now, as we consider again the officially unmentioned sources of sprayed contamination into our skies, consider this new report. Though from last year, it is more relevant today than ever. From phys.org and other sources, listen carefully, quote, viruses, lots of them, are falling from the sky. From the report, an astonishing number of viruses are circulating around Earth's atmosphere and falling from it, according to a new research from scientists in Canada, Spain, and the U.S. Given the fact that the whole of academia is blatantly lying about the reality of the ongoing climate engineering atmospheric aerosol spraying operations, here's a question to consider. Why would we believe for a second that those in power are not conducting ongoing biological experiments that are nothing short of biological warfare? Think about that one. On to the environment, also suffering the consequences of anthropogenic activity with the atmospheric weather warfare, biological warfare at the top of the list. The great planetary burning continues to accelerate. Geoengineering at the core of that issue as well. Please search the engineering wildfire section at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org if you want to learn more. This next headline is from RTTV News and other sources. Hundreds lose homes as huge wildfires ravage Transbaikal. This is in Siberia. These are areas that historically were frozen till mid-June. Now they're burning to the ground. From CBCNews.com, Canadian mainstream media, this report of epic flooding in Canada. Army arrives in Ottawa amid flooding state of emergency. Don't see much about that in the U.S. either. Siberian wildfires, massive flooding in Canada. From ABC News and other sources, devastating floods leave millions in Iran facing humanitarian crisis. This is ongoing. I reported on this in a previous broadcast, but this is ongoing. Let's remember that Iran is absolutely in the crosshairs. Bolton stating that we would be there, quote, in 2019 in Tehran. The geoengineers control the spigot. Period. We can speculate on the agendas being carried out, but the fact that the climate engineers control the flow of moisture, very haphazardly, I will grant, but they control that flow, this should be considered weather warfare. This is from this report on Iran. He said, quote, I lived here my whole life and have never seen anything like this, said Nassar, 81-year-old taxi driver from the capital. Aswan, Iran. 2 weeks since the storm started, relentless rain flooding throughout Iran has left some 2 million people facing humanitarian crisis. Exactly what the U.S. military-industrial complex wanted. Destabilize. And not surprisingly, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed the Iranian government. He said this, these floods once again show the level of Iranian regime, they always use that word, mismanagement in urban planning and in emergency preparedness. Really, Mr. Pompeo, how well has it gone in the U.S. with all the catastrophes we've had here? Also inflicted by the climate engineers. The U.S. public needs to understand that. Search geoengineeringwatch.org Hurricane Harvey. Search geoengineeringwatch.org Hurricane Maria. And you can see in real time the radio frequency microwave transmission manipulation of those storms in order to cause massive decimation in the U.S. And we can speculate all we want about the agendas. But the fact that those storms and others have been manipulated, causing immense damage on the U.S. population, is beyond dispute. For the record, the U.S. military began experimenting on the record with cyclones 72 years ago, 1947. Please, don't believe me. Please look it up. Moving on to cyclones and the havoc they are wreaking around the globe. From Al Jazeera News and other sources, deadly cyclone leaves trail of destruction across Mozambique again, the second in 6 weeks. From the Watchers.News and other sources, this harbinger of what is occurring around the world, quote, massive crop losses as heavy, unseasonable rain and hailstorms hit India again. By the way, in regard to the ever-increasing deadly destructive hailstorms, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification are at the core of that phenomena. Please go to geoengineeringwatch.org in the top toolbar and search the engineering winter section. Moving on, also from Watchers.News, this headline to consider, 18 killed and over 100 injured as severe hailstorm hits Uganda. At least 18 people have been killed and over 100 injured as severe hailstorms hit Uganda. The storm hit several villages, destroying homes and crops. Another headline on the same theme, snow and hail damages crops, blocks multiple roads across Lebanon. Another headline, and let's remember, the global elite have long since stated, quote, he who controls the weather controls the world, statement from former President Johnson, and multiple global elite have always stated, if you control the food supply, of course you control the world. This new report, quote, Indian farmers claim 80% crop loss, accuse authorities of downplaying reports. Farmers in the town of, can't read either of those names, said massive hailstorms hit the region, destroying 80% of their crops. Hail again and again, and floods, and drought, climate engineering, the elephant in the room. Population must wake up, face this issue, expose this issue, and bring it to a halt, or we're done. And I'm not stating, I want to clarify this, I'm not stating if we stop climate engineering, our troubles are over. Hardly. We have decimated the planet. It's not a this or that equation. It's a this, a that, and many other things. But we must focus on the biggest, most destructive priority first, and that's climate engineering. Moving on to more climate engineering-related headlines from multiple sources. Late heavy snowfall in the Alps and Pyrenees, 2 feet in 24 hours. This creates headlines which creates confusion and division in the population as to the true state of planetary climate collapse. An update on the polar meltdown. This new report from IFLScience.com and other sources. Alaska's, quote, insanely warm spring is killing animals and people. Another headline from the UK Independent and other sources. This new paradoxical headline report, quote, China joins the race for Arctic dominance as ice cap melts. Ex-NATO chief warns U.S. and allies must be vigilant of those eyeing the North Pole, with experts estimating 100 billion barrels of oil will be uncovered by global warming. This is like the tale of a hopelessly addicted drug addict, in this case, fossil fuel. The military-industrial complex and industrialized society has already crashed us all through the guardrail. We are flying to the bottom of the canyon, and they are still hitting the accelerator. Total insanity. The ongoing climate collapse is now so advanced and so increasingly hard to hide that even Fox News has had to cover some of what's unfolding. Consider this new headline report against the backdrop of the report I just read about all that oil that's just sitting and waiting in the thawing Arctic. From Fox News, melting permafrost in Arctic will have a $70 trillion impact, new study says. Going to need a lot of oil to pay for that $70 trillion, aren't we? Oil which is causing the damage to begin with. Oil that's flying the climate engineering aircraft all over our skies. Climate engineering that is being used to mask some of the extraordinary damage done to our planet, much of it by climate engineering in the first place. True definition of insanity. For the record, if all the permafrost melts and all the formerly frozen methane, clathrate, and hydrate deposits in the Arctic are released into the atmosphere, the impact can't be measured in monetary terms. In fact, such an impact won't be measured in any form by any member of the human race if the methane deposits are released, because our planet will be a scorched, lifeless ball of rock in space, a true sister planet of Venus. To add more clarity to this scenario, if we remain on the current course, Venus syndrome could fully unfold by the end of this century, if not sooner. What can we do? Stop damaging the planet. starting with exposing and halting the climate engineering omnicide. Moving on, from many sources, this new and alarming report, quote, Vietnam just recorded its highest temperatures ever. Vietnam is just an example. Temperatures are spiking all over the globe. Greenhouse gases like methane, CO2, nitrous oxide are covering the planet like a layer of glass. Climate engineering further fueling this process overall. From multiple sources, this new report on Earth's rising seas, an inconvenient fact that can no longer be hidden. Here's the report, quote, it's over. Miami Beach tries to outrace climate change and rising seas. U.S. government projections for Miami show it could be at least 11 to 13 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century. That's really not accurate. It will be far, far sooner. In fact, by the end of the century in the current course, it is likely the entire cryosphere will be melted. That's over 200 feet of sea level rise. And for those that don't think it's possible, let's remember all the headlines over the last year that are now beginning to corroborate what GeoengineeringWatch.org has said for over a decade. It is far, far worse than anything official sources have yet stated, and that continues to be the case. From CNN.com and other sources, with climate engineering, by the way, making all of it worse, not better, exponentially worse. From CNN.com and other sources, Hawaii's Waikiki Beach could soon be underwater because of climate change. Lawmakers are fighting to preserve it. Honolulu is expected to begin seeing regular flooding in the urban core in as little as 15 years, far sooner. It will be far sooner than that. Another headline from National Geographic and other sources. A warming Arctic could cost the world trillions of dollars. Back to that equation. It's not about money. Can't eat money. Can't grow food with money. You have to have a living planet, which on this course we will soon no longer have. From Yahoo.News, this new report. It's already begun. Feedback loops will make climate change even worse, scientists say. Same scientists that say nothing about the climate engineering insanity that's making everything worse, including every breath we take. From this report, almost every scientist studying the effects of climate change is worried about the extent to which feedback loops will hasten global warming. There's no question about that. It's happening. I'm sorry to say that so many in the science community continues to betray the human race and the entire web of life. From what's happening in our skies that's not being acknowledged, to the toxic effects of vaccinations, fluoridated water, chemicals in our crops. When will the science community as a whole get past their programming or their fear of losing their paychecks and pensions and tell the whole truth? From multiple sources, this new related report, quote, Greenland is melting even faster than experts thought. These are new reports. Every week, new reports. Can't hide it any longer. Planetary meltdown, the end of the reality that we have formerly known. This related headline, Greenland ice sheet researcher warns, quote, we should prepare for what is coming, end quote. How do you prepare for a lifeless planet? Can't really prepare for that. Another, same theme, theatlantic.com and other sources. These are all new headlines. Greenland is falling apart. For those that don't understand how much ice is on Greenland, there's enough ice there to raise sea levels about 21 to 24 feet. Total cataclysm for any coastal habitation, which is most of human civilization, within a short distance of the coast. For the record, since 1972, the giant island's ice sheet has lost 11 quadrillion pounds of water. The study casts the transformation of Greenland's ice sheet as one of the profound geologic shifts of our time. And for those that don't know or understand, as the weight of that ice is lifted off of that island, you have what's called glacial rebound. The island will begin to rise up out of the sea, displacing even more seawater, raising sea levels even more. Yet another feedback loop that the science community neglects to mention. More dire headlines. This one, absolutely heartbreaking. From SeymourRocks.com and other sources, this new report, quote, Antarctica's second largest penguin colony has, quote, effectively disappeared. Headline states, second largest emperor penguin colony in Antarctica is gone for good. These are absolutely heart-wrenching headlines. From AccuWeather.com and other sources, this new report of engineered winter weather whiplash down under, quote, snow falls in Western Australia while Melbourne bakes in 30 degree C heat this late in April for the first time in decades. Australia experienced its hottest and coldest April day for decades on the same day. If you want to learn more about geoengineered weather whiplash, search geoengineering is creating freeze-fry scenarios. In fact, that article is posted at the top under the top story section at geoengineeringwatch.org now, I believe. More headlines of planetary incineration. Europe wildfires. Norway police evacuate hundreds. Wildfires rage across Europe. BBC News. Forest fires blight Europe amid drought fears. That's from phys.org. Our forests all over the globe are burning, dying, and being cut down. No trees, no people. Very simple. On that note, this new headline report from the UK Guardian and other sources. Death by a thousand cuts. Vast expanses of rainforest lost in 2018. How much rainforest? Nearly 10 million acres of pristine tropical forest were destroyed in 2018. Much of this in the new U.S. ally, the new U.S. ally in the loot, plunder, and pillage policy of the planet, Brazil. And that's the policy. Loot, plunder, and pillage till there's nothing left. From Time Magazine, this new report. At what point should you start really freaking out about climate change? Here's the problem with this report and with its author, Bill McKibben, from the global warming advocacy group 350.org, which for the record receives funding from the Rockefeller Foundation. The problem with the report and its author is immense hypocrisy. Question, how can an organization and its leader claim to care about the collapsing climate while at the same time refusing to even mention the single most environmentally destructive human activity of all, the global climate engineering weather warfare atrocities, single greatest and most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm? From multiple sources, this new dire report, 1 million species risk extinction due to humans, UN draft report. It's not that a million species risk extinction. All species risk immediate extinction on the current course. We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day. That's 15,000 times the background rate. We will not be here much longer on the current course. That's a mathematical fact. I want to go over a couple of excerpts from this report. 500,000 to 1 million species are projected to be threatened with extinction, many within decades. This is a drastic underreporting of the severity of what's unfolding. Again, mathematically speaking, we face the 0 hour for no wildlife left in 2026, not decades away, 2026. Here's another excerpt from the report. Many experts think a so-called mass extinction event, only the sixth in the last 500 million years, is already underway. They think it's already underway? Well, let's stop and think about that. We've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years, again, 0 hour by 2026. We've lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insect populations, global pelagic fish populations down 90%, bluefin tuna down 97%, fisheries collapsing all over the globe, wildlife populations collapsing all over the globe, and some scientists think that it may be already underway. We live in an asylum where academia has been trained, programmed, and pressured to lie, and that's what it is, it's lying. Question, how is it possible not to feel dismay and disgust toward all of the so-called experts that are either actively or passively propagating lies of half-truths and or outright omissions? For years, I toiled in the Northern California wilderness around my mountaintop home in the desperate attempt to plant trees and restore habitat that was decimated by very destructive logging. I toiled fighting wildfires that have been epic in this region around my own lands. Over the last decade and a half, I have had to watch the forest and its former inhabitants decay and die, with the climate engineering assault raging overhead, with academia and official agencies aggressively denying what anyone that is not clinically blind can easily see. I could go on, but I hope the point is clear. Denial won't alter the outcome. It won't change the destination to which we are headed, a lifeless planet. We are on the fast track to turning our once thriving planet into a lifeless ball of rock in space. Excess CO2 is only part of the problem. There is extraordinarily intense UV radiation now bombarding the planet. The highly toxic bioavailable heavy metals and chemicals from climate engineering fallout is contaminating soils and waters all over the globe, contaminating also every breath we take. If we are to have any chance of salvaging what is yet left of our planet's life support systems, climate engineering must be exposed and halted as a top priority. Make your voice heard. See the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. This is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org. Until next week.